Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Talking on today's program with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, we're talking about 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. What an exciting, practical topic for discussion today. As I said, our guest back with us, Susan Smith-Jones, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, she has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, longevity, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, faculty, and staff at UCLA how to be healthy and taught that for 30 years. Susan is the founder, president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. Travels internationally as a frequent radio, TV talk show guest, motivational speaker. Author of over 30 books, including Be the Change, Kitchen Gardening, Choose to Thrive. And by the way, everything we discuss on today's program can be found in much more detail in her books, The Curative Kitchen and Kitchen Gardening. Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening. Those are two separate books. You have so many books, I can't keep track of all these. You'll find them at Amazon, at the website, in five different formats, including an autographed copy by Susan with a note card and bookmark. Now, according to Susan and her book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, there's a huge industry in the Western world working to convince us that it doesn't matter what we eat. Fast food chains, of course, trying to convince us that what we eat has no effect on our health. We're told that any combination of heated, treated, processed, chemicalized foods will meet our nutritional needs so long as we take plenty of vitamin pills, heartburn medicine, headache pills, and other remedies. Well, Susan disagrees wholeheartedly. She believes health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy. That's what we're talking about today, 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, well, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. I love this topic, and I think we want everyone to get out pen and paper. They might want to take notes.
They really need to, and I think people are used to that if they've listened to our interviews with you before. You always want to take notes, and by the way, you'll find all of the programs archived on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're on iTunes, and you can listen and slow it down and take notes as you go back and listen. And again, everything we're talking about today, you'll find in The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening. Everyone needs to eat each day, and for decades, we've been one of the world's leading experts on superfoods, and we're told what to eat, what not to eat. First of all, let's define superfoods as we get into this conversation, because it's thrown around a lot, and I'm not sure exactly what that means.
You know, I think that's a great place to start, too. I always like to start by saying God's given us all these amazing superfoods, but not all foods are equal. Some are full of calories and void of nutrition, while others are low on calories and so packed with nutrition that they earn the title of superfood. And there's a difference between food volume and nutritional potency. And you don't need to eat lots of food to get lots of nutrition. Here's an example. Blueberries are often considered a superfood because they contain significant amounts of antioxidants, anthocyanins, say that quickly three times.
I couldn't say it quickly once.
Yeah, manganese, fiber, with relatively few calories. They're also known as the brain berry. They're better than any food on planet Earth to keep your brain strong well into old age. So superfoods are the best foods out there, but maybe with a couple of exceptions that I put top of the list. There's not one magic bullet. You want to make sure you include many different superfoods to help maintain optimal health.
It's interesting. You're saying we really don't need to necessarily eat a whole lot of these. We just need to eat some of these.
That's right. And most people do overeat, and that puts so much stress on your body. Makes it very difficult to maintain a healthy weight as well.
And someday we'll talk about portion size, which is interesting. What's actually considered portion size and what we get fed, what we think is portion size, I mean, it's incredible. It's if somebody brings you a plate of food, you consider that to be one portion, and then you're going to roll out of the place of business because that's way too much food. Okay, now you've got my interest aroused here. We're talking about superfoods. What are some of your favorite superfoods? What do you eat? What do you go to?
Well, I'd say top on the list, my favorite two, first, without a doubt, would be sprouts. like alfalfa, broccoli, lentil, red clover. And you know I devoted a whole book
yes.
to how to grow homegrown sprouts in the corner of your kitchen. They are the most nutrient-rich and health-enhancing foods on the planet. So you can refer to my book, Kitchen Gardening, Rejuvenate with Homegrown Sprouts. There's another, a second category, and it's not really a food. It's a super rejuvenator and healer. It's a molecule called molecular hydrogen. I'm just going to give you a little teaser. We'll talk about it next time.
Okay.
But I've been researching this for about a year. There have been 1,200 peer-reviewed studies showing how the benefits of molecular hydrogen work on 170 disease models. It's all natural. It's non-habit-forming, no risk, no overdose, no prescription, no side effects. It's literally a miracle. So that's a little teaser for next time. But the second food that I consider right there, very close to the sprouts, would be greens, because the green food, rich in chlorophyll and oxygen, have a powerful effect on longevity and vitality. And I'm just going to rattle off some greens that you could, some could be cooked and steamed or added to other foods or eaten raw in salads or put in juices and smoothies. And these include beet greens, chicory, collards, dandelion, endive, kale, turnip and mustard, parsley, arugula, which when I'm in England I refer to it as rocket, romaine lettuce, sorrel, spinach, Swiss chard. You want to get in as many greens as possible. I don't have time to go over the details of why each one is so essential for optimum wellness, but you can refer to my books for that.
And all the information.
Great greens.
Well, yes, and I recommend you go to the website, check out the information on the books, and you can order the books, find out the information, order the books directly, SusanSmithJones.com. And, of course, you can always link on directly to Susan's website by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. We keep talking about diet. I'm thinking about diet and how important that is in the whole picture of health. A lot of people say, yeah, I go to the gym every day, I work out, so yeah, I sort of watch my diet, but not strictly watch my diet. How important is diet?
Well, let me put it this way. See, I think most people are digging their graves with their knives and forks every day. And while diet is only one of the essential ingredients in being abundantly healthy, it's definitely a big one. And 8 out of 10 leading causes of death in North America are directly related to diet. And we're the ones who decide what we eat. We hope, don't we, that nobody shoves the food down our throats.
Yes.
But we've got to start making better choices regarding what we eat and drink. And I'll put it very clearly to you. It's depressing, but it's true. Last year, over 1 million people left the same suicide note. And here it is, shopping list, margarine, mayo, sour cream, hamburgers, pastries, french fries, donuts, movie popcorn, sugar-coated cereals, bacon, cheese, donuts, luncheon meats, ham, cookies, sausage, and I could go on and on. So the bottom line, Rick, is that in nature, I've told you this before, we won't find ice cream trees and potato chip bushes and donut vines.
Exactly.
And the more naturally colorful your meal is, the more likely it is to have an abundance of healthy nutrients that boost immunity, protect the body from disease, promote radiant health and youthful vitality, and accelerate fat loss. So remember, you want to eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. Avoid or reduce all processed junk foods. Anything made with white sugar, white flour, artificial colorings, additives, chemicals. Avoid a beige and white diet in favor of a colorful, nutrient-rich, high-fiber, natural diet. Always avoid trans fat and hydrogenated fat. And we'll get more specific in a moment, but that's just an overview of what you want to avoid.
You're listening to This Week in America. We are online at thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking today about 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. All of the information we're talking about today can be found in several of her books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening, and information on those at her website, susansmithjones.com. Okay, we're talking about foods to eat and not eat. Let's get specific. I know there are 10 foods that you recommend we not eat. Let's start with those to avoid if we want to stay healthy. Talk a little bit about each of these and let us know why they're detrimental to our health.
All right, and I hope this doesn't make you cry or anybody.
Yeah, I'm looking at this list. Wow, I'm going to have to do some cleaning out of my cupboard when I get home.
I know. And by the way, I have a brand new website called Books to Uplift that features my books in a very beautiful way, so you might want to check that out. So the first category is donuts, potato chips, and French fries. So why are these not great for you? They're all cooked in high heat and overused oils. You know, if you go to a fast food restaurant, it's the same oil overused, usually trans fat containing, and the combination of the refined carbs and the excessively high temperatures form a potent cancer-causing compound called acrylamide. And French fries, you know, fried chips like the potato.
Yes.
Potato chips contain the highest level of acrylamide. And acrylamide causes a genetic mutation, leads to a wide range of cancers, including breast and prostate cancer. This is all scientifically documented. So you want to avoid those foods. And then the next,
I was just going to say, if you want all this information, you'll find it at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. And first on the list, donuts, potato chips, and French fries. Somewhat depressing, but take us through the rest of these.
All right. So let's move on to regular table salt.
Oh, yes.
Salt's been, and people over, first of all, let me say this. Often when I travel, and I might be traveling alone, I watch people eat, and before they even taste their food in restaurants,
dumping salt on
it. They salt it.
Yep.
Salt's been consistently linked to stomach cancer and stroke, even in populations that eat diets low in saturated fat. It is ubiquitous and found in most processed and packaged foods. So you want to read labels and stay under 100 milligrams of sodium for every 100 calories. In other words, if you get a packaged product that has 300 calories, you don't want it to have more than 300 milligrams of sodium. So read labels and re-educate your taste buds when you stop using salt. And then if you do need to use some salt, I always get good, beautiful sea salt that has minerals in it, too. But if you start avoiding the salt, then you re-educate your taste buds. And then once you do that, you find that almost everything you taste at a restaurant has so much salt in it.
I tell you what, if you start looking at labels and look at sodium, people look at fat grams, they look at calories. I'm not sure how many people look at sodium. It will scare you with some of the food that you find once you realize how many you should be consuming in the course of a day. In many cases, a serving of some of the processed foods you get, that wipes you out for the whole day.
Yeah, absolutely. Or for 2 or 3 days.
Well, possibly, yes. Yes. So, okay, we've got donuts, potato chips, French fries, we got regular table salt. You talk about whole milk and ice cream.
I'm so sorry to bring this up, but these two dairy products typically contain way too much saturated fat and have been linked to diabetes, arthritis, breast, and prostate cancers. So limit them. And if you choose to eat them, choose organic whenever you can.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. You're listening to This Week in America. We're talking about 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. We're going through a list of foods to avoid, and we will continue with that list after we pause for these messages. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. We're talking about 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. Our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Everything we talk about today can be found in detail in her books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening. available at our website, SusanSmithJones.com, and the new website, BooksToUplift.com. And you can link on to both those by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Working our way through the list of foods to avoid, we're up to number 4. Let's pick it up there.
So margarine. Most margarines are made with trans fat and hydrogenated fat sources, and these are consistently associated with high cancer rates and accelerated aging, so you don't want that. If I had to choose between butter or margarine, I would always choose butter. I choose not to eat either of them unless I'm doing a big cooking class and I have to taste something.
Yes.
But I would never use margarine.
Interesting. Choose butter over margarine if you have to make that choice. You list next sodas and soft drinks. This is something I believe from studies maybe we're, as a nation, cutting back on a little bit.
Yes, yes. And by the way, in terms of butter, I often use ghee, G-H-E-E, that's raw as well.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's not raw because it's clarified, but it's the dairy fats are taken out and it's better for you. But you want to avoid a lot of fat in your diet. Excuse me. So sodas and soft drinks. There are at least 7 teaspoons of sugar in 1 can of soda, and that's way too much sugar for our bodies to handle efficiently. And both diet sodas and regular sodas are full of chemicals that age you quickly, change the pH of your body, in other words, make your body too acidic, and set you up for all kinds of diseases. And they also, these sodas also dehydrate your body. Anytime you have a soda, and by the way, I've never had a soda.
You're kidding, never?
Oh, no, I know. When I was young and friends would go have sodas, I maybe tried theirs and I just didn't like the taste and then it made me burp. And then I just got in the, and then I read what was in it, like liquid candy and chemicals.
Oh, yes.
And then you just, once you don't have it, you're not in the mood for it. But it, because it's so acidic on the body and dehydrates the body, if you have 1 can of soda, you want to somehow that day make up for the dehydration process by drinking several extra glasses of water.
Interesting. So stay away from the sodas and soft drinks. You've got on the list, white sugar and flour foods.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Now, these are also ubiquitous. So many processed and packaged foods and sweets like cakes, cookies, candies, desserts are fraught with white sugar. And not only does white sugar have no nutritional value, but it also depletes our bodies of valuable nutrients like the B-complex vitamins just to digest and metabolize it. And sugar is correlated highly with hypoglycemia, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and dental issues, as well as many forms of cancer. And ladies, listen to this. Sugar destroys the elastin and collagen in our skin. That leads to wrinkles and accelerated aging. The average American eats more than 150 pounds of sugar every year. And you can't even include me in that batch since I don't eat the sugar.
Yes.
So white flour foods are the same, like breads, muffins, cookies, cakes, pastas. Like white sugar, the nutritional value has been stripped out of the whole grain to make this lifeless, pernicious white flour. And these foods lead to all kinds of diseases, including obesity. And because white flour is void of nutrients, you constantly feel hungry because your body is not getting the nutrients it needs, which leads to overeating.
Avoid those and artificial sweeteners. Interesting, some people will say, I really don't use regular sweeteners. I use artificial sweeteners.
So those artificial sweeteners like aspartame and saccharin, among other sweeteners, are added to so many foods and sweets and even chewing gum, toothpaste, and mouthwash. So like with the salt, you want to re-educate your taste buds and choose natural sweeteners instead. And by the way, aspartame is linked to over 90 ailments and diseases, and including death.
Mm. It's sort of the ultimate disease.
Yeah, that's right.
That'll ruin your day. Yeah, that's it. Just amazing when you understand what you're eating, and again, read the labels. If you can't pronounce what's on there, you probably want to like put it back and get something else.
Yeah, exactly. And next we have sausages and hot dogs. Again, these are foods that are fraught with saturated fat. We want to get away from that. And that leads to heart disease, cancer, obesity, and I keep saying it, but accelerated aging. Life goes by too quickly already. We can slow it down by eating a healthier diet.
Yeah, when you weigh a couple more years versus a couple pounds of hot dogs, you probably think maybe I should have like done with fewer wieners along the way. So I said, stay away from those. And then we tie that into grilled and barbecued meat. Talk about that, because, boy,
I
go out walking in the neighborhood and that's all I smell is meat.
You can smell it, I know. And here in Brentwood in L.A. where I live, they in some streets where they're building these big homes, they have those moving little restaurant trucks, and you can smell all the greasy stuff in those trucks, and they do a lot of grilling. But it's well known that cancer-causing chemicals form on meat when it's barbecued or grilled, and then you add to that the high saturated fat content of the meat, and you have a veritable disease-promoting meal. Now, if you choose to eat barbecued or grilled meat, remember I talked about all those super greens, those leafy greens.
Oh, yes.
Eat as many greens as you can with that piece of meat or the dairy or the white sugar, white flour, because that helps to nullify a little bit the bad effects of many of these foods.
Got about a minute left in the program. Going by way too quickly, we're talking about the foods to avoid if you want vibrant health. I'll let you know here in a second where you can get all this information if you're not writing it down. Foods made with artificial colorings and flavorings round out the top 10.
Well, this is a no-brainer, because you want real food, not fake food, like my grandmother taught me when I was a teenager. You want foods from the farm, and you don't want things from the pharmacy. And if things are made with artificial colorings and flavorings, these chemicals wreak havoc on the body and throw our bodies out of balance. So you want to eschew artificial and fake foods and choose real, colorful foods. And I love what Pythagoras said about 2,500 years ago. Choose what is best. Habit will soon render it agreeable and easy. And in the Bible, Rick, in Genesis 1:29, you've heard this one, but
yes.
I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. I love that.
Yes, boy, that sums it up really well, doesn't it? A couple of quotes there from years ago that prove even wiser as we go through the years here. We've been talking on the program today, 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. Our guest has been Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. All of the information today at her website, susansmithjones.com, and in more detail in her books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening, all that information at her website. The other website, by the way, is bookstouplift.com. Dr. Susan will be back with us next month. We'll continue our discussion of foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. We'll focus on those that you should eat on the next program. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Great information today. We look forward to the next program and the list of the things that we should be eating.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
And you'll find all the information once again at her website, susansmithjones.com, or bookstouplift.com, or go to thisweekinamerica.us and link on directly.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.